Ah, guten Erev Shabbos. Today I'm going to share with you a machshava that really comes from the Gedolei Haderes. Mamish, talking about the Vilna Goyen, the Bitzel Valojinel, and then till our door. And it's very yesodistic and very important, taka for Sov's man. If you look in the Psukim, it's boilet that the Torah goes out of its way to talk about Klal Yisrael adhering to the encampment and the schedule of the Nesiyas in the Midbar. And again, if you're not Margish, you're not Margish. But if you look at the Psukim, you'll see it's unbelievable meduyik. You go to Perek Tes. Talk to Pasuk. Ubiyoim hokim es ha-mishkon. Ken yetomid ulufi he'olois ha-onon me'al ha-oyel. When the onon will leave the mishkon. Achri ken yisub b'nei Yisrael. Ubamokam ha-she yishkon shom onon shom yachan u'b'nei Yisrael. Al pi ha-shem yisu. Now, if you look at it now, after I'm telling it to you, you'll see how redundant it is. Now starts going through. Amola was long. Amola was short. Again, if you never noticed it, you never noticed. Now, if you look at it, you'll see. Forget the Torah HaKadosh, every word is meduktok. Here it's like, if Lahavdul, this was a sefer choyl, it was tutzachdo. Oy yoimayim, oy chodesh, oy yomim, baharech onam shiachim. Ha-pi Hashem yachinu, ha-pi Hashem yisoros, mishmeros Hashem shemoru. So this is the kasha that Reb Itzel of Valozhin, Zeichet Tzadik Levroche, the son of Reb Chaim Valozhin, he's oimed on. And many of the Gedolei Hadoros, Reb Eliashiv, I heard this from him many times. And I'm going to bring out to you that's how Reb Eliashiv lived, based on this vote. And his Zayde, the Leshem, brings down this Reb Itzel of Valozhin as well. This you saw it from Reb Itzel of Valozhin. But there's also a going that says, Mei Ein Zeh, Nechovetz Chaim, it's a Yisoid Godel B'chayim. We know Alpi Kabbalah, but it's not Stam Alpi Kabbalah, it's found in the Rishonim, that the Midbar was Mesamel, a place that was very desolate, not just Gashmias-wise. Gashmias was the least of it. The Ramban says in Parshas Achrimos, that the Sora Mishtaleach, the Sora that we used to send away, the Sora is the Sora Shalesov. Misamil the Sora Shalesov. That means the Sora that we sent out is Misamil. Everything bad that we could think of. When Zokter Ramban, and where do we send it? We send it on Midbara. That is, the whole Midbar is Keneged Esav Arosh. The whole Midbar, the desolation of the Midbar, It symbolizes a spiritual. The Goyen, B'derech Zeh, the Goyen says that when the Pasuk says, Koyomar Hashem, Zochalti lo chesed nurayich, Abbas kulu isayich, Lechtech acharai b'midbo, Be'eretz lo izorua. Pashi Yamin, it learns, Hashem, took us through the midbo, we followed Hashem, Be'eretz lo izorua. And Hashem, this is what Hashem remembers, Koyomar Hashem, Zochalti lo chesed nurayich. Calls it a chesed, chesed nurayich. Amod the maisa. You go through the midbar, nisim gluyim. Eretz lo izorua, we had mon min hashamayim. Mayim, we had be'er shel Miriam. Chazal say be'er shel Miriam. The Olam has no idea what was stating Chazal and be'er shel Miriam. It was like a spring that used to water, used to run through the machaneh. This was The ultimate. So everything was the ultimate. The mon, whatever you wanted, kol tam, whatever you want, you could be toyim in this mon. There's a shail in the poiskim. Were they able to have a tam bus of a cholov in it? Let's say, guys, I want a cheeseburger. Okay, so just have a kavon, have a cheeseburger. It's a double shail. Did it work? And if it worked, was it mutel? Was it taka mutel? Ragachov going, it's totally in what, how you learn when Kleisel had a kavana that it should be a certain thing. Did it taka transform? Was it a transformation? We could go into the lab meat shayla. Was it a transformation? Or was it just a tam? Or did it actually transform? So the Tzoftas Panech, the Ragachov has a ganze tumult of them. But Kleisel, that's what the Banish of the Goyen says. The Eretz Lo Yizru has no ruchnius. That we were led through a desert, a desolate place. Kamzer Bitzel Valozhin, he says an unbelievable thing. He says that when you read the Pesukim, you have to understand, when we went to the Midbar, and the Malbim says this, every time you're in a place, Hashem puts you somewhere, there's something you're supposed to do. There's no such a thing that Hashem puts you on vacation. That doesn't happen. This you said. I heard this from Rabbi Yankov Zatzal many times. And one of the biggest mistakes people make is they think when things are going well, and I don't even mean gashmius necessarily. It's things are going well. You have a shaila to take off a week. Elzman. So most guys, even a guy who's not a starker guy, take off a week of Elul's, man. It's the Elul. You know what I mean? Take off a week in June. Oh, that makes sense. That's a shame. Saves man. It's a schwach. It's a, right? We're ruggled to feel that the spitz kufa that we have in life is when things are going, when the ruchnius is being complemented. When our lives are complementing our ruchnius. And when you have a shver tkufi, you feel like, okay, this is, it's just one of those times. It's a downtime. It's a normal. Zokt, the bitzlam valojana, that when we went to the Midbar, every place was to be misakin. You know that the Chazanish, Zatzal, used to walk in the streets, and his Talmud of Gedali said, Rav Gedali wasn't a Baba Maisa. Gedali Maisa didn't say Baba Maisa. The Chazanish was able to walk in the street, he would say, Dortmund, Geret, and Leonin. He was able to feel this place they spoke in learning. The Chaznish was able to feel it. Rabbi Tzvi Valozhin says, when they went to the Midbar, every masa was a tikkun, was a tachlis. He says, the places that needed very little tikkun went very geshmak. You went there, the Lanan and Geven geshmak, the Avodas Hashem and Geven geshmak, Gevaldik, you want to stay there. Everything's going great. No. Leave. It's taken care of. This place is taken care of. Now we're going to go to a place that you need to be there for a year. The place that you have to be there for a year is a chzer gate zer nit gishmak. Your job over there in that place was to do a bigger tikkun. Now you go through the psukim zoker bitzel, it's fakert. We're being mishabech klal Yisrael. Being mishabech klal Yisrael, we're saying you should understand that there was Alpi Hashem Yisuv, Alpi Hashem Yachanu, Mishmeres Hashem Shemor. They weren't looking at their own. Where is it good for us? Where is it knocking? Where do we feel Elul's man? They went to the place where they feel like they're safe, the safe summer's man. Right? That's what Rebbe Shalom said. V'yesh Ashiyonun Yomim Rabim B'harich Ona Mishkan. As Mishmeres Hashem Shemaru V'Loyis, Klal Yisrael, we're looking. What does Rebbeinu Shem want from us? Hazoy Zokar Bitzel Valozhin. That was the Nasi in the Midbar wasn't what's Kishmak. Even spiritually, the accommodation that we had wasn't like that. Rebbe Yashav, I don't have to tell you where Rebbe Yashav was his whole life. The last year he was very shvach. I knew as the end was approaching. When I came to Eretz Yisrael, I always went straight to Rav Eliyashiv. I used to go to Rav Eliyashiv before the Kaisel. That was my first stop. It's the stop by Rav Eliyashiv. Very often, it was the evening, I would mamish go straight from the airport to Rav Eliyashiv shir, if it worked out schedule-wise. And that shir he always gave. If Rav Eliyashiv didn't give that shir, you knew something's way off. It's not pshat he has a cold. If that shir is not happening, the last trip that I went already, I think it was like I was there for 8-9 days. He missed four or five in a day. He was more days no shir than yes shir. So you knew it was already. Then, very, very shvach, he stopped giving shir. So the Bnei Mishpacha say that mamish the end, he poshet, he had to sleep more. This wasn't the same Rav Eliyashiv. This is Nishkeven, the Zelma Rav Eliyashiv. He had to sleep more. But they said it was still the same. It was sleeping or learning. It's just when he was well, you get up 3 o'clock like a lion. Mamish like a lion. If you have the sort of video over, they have a video of Rav Eliyashiv getting up in the morning when he was 90 something. He was mamish like a lion, and like a frisha ben toyer running into his office, sitting and learning. And he needed more sleep, and he was shvacher. The Bnei Mishpacha say the end. There was a tkufa where he'll be on the same blot for 2 weeks. Nishke Kent. Well, he's sitting there plowing through the Gemara. Not one sefer did he take out. Mamish, to take out a Gemara, and he's sitting for 2 weeks on the same daf. Do you know what that is? For Rav Eliyashiv? You know what that is for Rav Eliyashiv? That would be for you. I can't even give you a dugma. I can't give an example. There is no example. And Rav Eliyashiv said at the end, Sigishpirt azmot mer oiskishtigin the letz the permanat. The last couple of months, I steig more. Sitting on his one blot without. But genutz the ganze koiches. I use my koiches for this tkufa more than I ever did. The last tkufa, I felt. But oiskishtigin mer. But oiskishtigin mer. I told Oilem this many times that at the end, when I was there the last year, see, he would sometimes he couldn't get up for Kaddish. Mamish, he couldn't stand up for Kaddish. But every Kaddish, he would lean on his chair to try to get up. He knew he can't get up. He still would try to get up for Kaddish. Every Kaddish, he tried to get up. Tries to get up for Kaddish. So the pshat is, the Vilna Goyen says this in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Says the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Kol ha-makayim es ha-teirah me-oyni, soifei l'kayim mo-yash. So how do we push and learn the Mishnah? It's a because we think money. We're a one-track system. We think money. You keep the Torah. When you're poor, you'll be zoiche, you'll have wealth. That's because that's the only way we could. Dollars is the only thing we see. The Vilna Gaon says in the Pshat, Kol ha-makayim es ha-teirah me-oyni, somebody's makayim the Torah when in Ruchnius, it's a zman oyni, soifei l'kayim me-oyni. That means to be misnatzel, to chop around the time when things are shvach, that's the biggest, where you could be kinder during that zman. Comes the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim makes 2 diyukim. Unbelievable diyukim. David HaMelech was a regel of the Merkava. I don't know if you understand what that is, but it's big stuff. I don't understand what it is. But I do understand it's big stuff. The Ovis are the regal of the Merkava. David HaMelech became a regal of the Merkava. That means you have Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, you have David over there. You know what that is? When did David HaMelech zoiche to become the regal of the Merkava? When did that happen? The Chofetz Chaim brings a medrash. You know when he was zoiche? When he was running away from Avshalom. Try to think of David HaMelech's tkufa. When he was running away from Avshalom. He was running away from Avshalom. That's when Gantz Klal Yisrael, Kimat, were against him. The Rosh Av Bezen, Shimi Ben Gera, is Mekalel him Eklolo Nimretzes. Andere Zogen, he was Posel Lovi Bekohol. Andem Gezogt, Anoyev. You have no idea what it means, where David HaMelech was at that point. You're talking about difficult. And David HaMelech said, Ki yeshiv b'choshech Hashem orli, that was mamish that time, v'zocha oz liyos regel l'merkova. Says the Chofetz Chaim, the your biggest aliyah is when things are the hardest. And your taka can't accomplish the same amount. Taka can't accomplish the same amount when things are difficult. But that little that you envision is little is huge. That little, that like Rav Eliyahu said, using the gans, that moment, the gans, that's huge. David HaMelech became the regular Merkava in the worst kufa of his life, of anybody's life. Who could envision such a, and your son is running to kill you, but gans klal yisrael, with your Rebbe, with Achitoy Feloichet. It became even masik such a thing. Imagine your Rebbe comes over and he tells you, your Rabbi Muvik comes over, he says, you're the biggest bum I know. You'd be done. Take over Yarmulke Kol Tov. So my Rabbi Muvik calls me a bum, I'm going to go to Gehenna. Could there be a worse tkufa? So David HaMelech, while Gans Klai Yisrael in here, his Rebbe is with them. Achitoy Feloichet with them. His Rabbi Muvik calls, he's with them, he's with the other team. And David HaMelech is standing strong. He bezeicher become the regal of the Merkava. Unbelievable. Comes the Chofetz Chaim, and he makes another unbelievable point, unbelievable diuk. Shol HaMelech. Malachi Ashura said that the world is not worth to be created. You do it, right? It was a whole debate. Nasa Adam, the Malachim said, it shouldn't be created. What happened? The Eibishter created the world. The Malachim stayed with their Shita. By Matan Torah, Mali Lurisha, Malachim still held. There's one Medrash where Rabban Shem goes to Malachim and he says, look, Re'u Ber Yesheb Barasi. You know where that Medrash is found? One place where Hashem goes to Malachim, he says, you're going to have to see for yourselves. What was that? Maimer Har Sinai, what man getrach. Chanukas HaMishkon. You know what he did? At the end of Sefer Shmuel, Aleph, Shol HaMelech is on the bottom, Mamish, the bottom of the bottom. Shol HaMelech. This is the end of Shol. So much on the bottom, he goes to Balas Oiv to bring up Shmuel HaNovi. Shmuel HaNovi comes up from the dead, and he tells Shol HaMelech, it's over. It's finished. Mocha, tomorrow you're dead. You and your children. Ato Bonecha, it's over. Shol HaMelech goes, Ba'avu V'rotzen goes to the Milchama with his sons. If the Shmuel HaNovi tells him, this is it. If you, this Milchama, it's all over. He goes with his three sons. Zok the Medrash Rabba over there, the end of Shmuel. Zok the Medrash Rabba. Do you know who Shol was? I always quote this Medrash Rabba when people ask me about having the kids walk down the aisle by the chasnas. I'm not a big chassid of having the kids, you know, flower girls and this place, what kind of boys, whatever it is. The Gansa Maise. I'm not into that. But one of the reasons I'm not into it is, if a kid's not cute, first of all, most kids are cute, but if they're not cute, why would you do it? If they're cute, and they're very cute, then it's Ayin Hore. What do you do, Ayin Hore? I didn't get this myself. It's not Radinsky Torah. It's a Medrash. The Medrash Rab at the end of Shmuel, on this pasuk, when Shol HaMelech goes to Muhammad, the Medrash says, Darkoi Shol Odom, Einer Lekeach Bonov U'Bnoisav Aktanim L'chasuna, not walk down. They didn't take them to weddings. Kidei Shol Yishloi Pem Ayin Hore. They didn't bring the kinderlach. So the Rebbeinu Shem turns to Malachim and he says, "Ru'u ber yishabarasi darke shabaylam ain of the maybe bun of lachas and Hashem yishloi p'am yetsar hara." Shol HaMelech goes with his three sons. He knows mocher ato v'nchayim. And what did Chazal tell us? He was zeicher to be in the mechitzah of Shmuel HaNovi. Ato v'nchayim. The lowest moment of Shol HaMelech, he rises to the occasion, and Hashem turns to Malachim and he says, Ru'u beri yeshev barasi. Zokta Chavetz Chaim is the only time we find it. The lowest point. It's okay, now things are not working. You think they're not working. Now the Rebbe Hashem calls the Malachim and he says, look, look at this show. V'kulam hoidu v'mlichu. Now, because now the Malachim realize with the all my polis and everything else, that's the Gresta Madrig. And that's what the Pasuk is being made. That the Mishmeres Hashem that Klai Yisrael kept was in the Tkufas where was the lowest. In the lowest Kufa. It's not that you survive it. Kieshe v'choish. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kom. So Ritzel Kutner says, you learn wrong pshat. You think it means the tzaddik stumbles, he gets up, he dusts himself off, and he moves on. No, sheva yipol tzaddik from that sheva v'kom. That's how he shtaitz. That's how he grows. He grows from that. That's how he grows from. One last dugma. The pasuk we have the pasuk of Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yankov Zatzal said a gevaldik gezach. It's very rare that somebody is zoicher that parsha's nemro b'schusay. You have the parsha Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni was nemro in the schus of the anoshim asher yutmeim lenefesh adam. Who were these anoshim asher yutmeim lenefesh adam? So Rabbi Yankov made a gevaldik gediyak. They were tamei. They were potter from Pesach Sheni. Not only they were potter from Pesach Sheni, they were mufka from Pesach Sheni. Mufka means you're not an oinus. Sometimes you feel like you're an oinus, it saves man. I'm an oinus. Camp, I'm an oinus. I'm an oinus. Right? You feel like you're an oinus. Anoshim sheyutmeim lenefesh adam is not an oinus. It's a hafko lagamri. The Rambam says in the Pirush Mishnayos in Psochim that if somebody is a oinus perishon, you hear? First Korban Pesach you didn't bring because you were an oinus. Guy was sick. He couldn't bring the Korban Pesach. So oinus gama. Couldn't bring it. But he wasn't Tomei Ubederach Rechaika. He had a different oinus. It was oinus. And then, listen. And then Hizid B'Sheni. And then the second Pesach, he was able to bring it. He didn't. He's Chayiv Koros. He's Chayiv Koros. Why is he Chayiv Koros? Because he was chayiv berishon, he was chayiv. He just was an oinus. And then he was mezid b'sheni. He's chayiv koros. What happens if somebody's tomei b'derech rechoyka berishon v'hizid b'sheni? It's like the Rambam potter. Potter. Why? Because you can never become chayiv koros just for the sheni. You can only be chayiv koros for the Pesach sheni if you at least were a bar chiyuva, at least you were in the parasha being obligated to Pesach Rishon. So somebody who's an oinus parishon, he's in the parasha korban Pesach, he just has a p'tur, he's oinus rachmanu patre. He, if he's mezid b'sheni, he's chayiv. But if somebody is fakeret, he's a tomei b'derech rechoyka parishon, even if he's mezid b'sheni, he's part. What does that mean? That means when somebody is tomei, they're devoid of the Korban Pesach. They're like a goy. As far as Korban Pesach is concerned, like a goy. Vos kumen zeh? Lomo nigora. In that matzav, where they were mufka from the Pesach, Korban Pesach, they're coming and they're saying, we want, in this tkufa hayarud, where we are the only Jews here that are potter completely, we don't have the mitzvah, we want, what's this Mishmeres Hashem Shemaru at this moment? What are we supposed to make out of this time? Fademam zeizeche gemen, shenemra parashal yideim. It's the same yisoid. It's mamish the same yisoid. The lowest point, mufka from Korban Pesach completely, you al yedchem is nitna parashas Pesach. Who would have thought? These are people that in Lomdus have no shaykhis, they're the only people in Klal Yisrael that have no shaykhis to Korban Pesach. What were they zeicher? What no other Jew was zeicher. They were zeicher that a ganze parsha from Korban Pesach, Pesach Sheni, nit nol yidem. Now I ask you, was that a bad tkufa for them or a good tkufa? That was an amazing tkufa. Ad soif kol adoris, these tomei Jews, who not only were potered mufka from Korban Pesach, am zeicher given in that tkufa, shenit na parsha's Pesach Sheni. The problem is we diminish the champions of all time are the people who don't give in to feeling that weakness, feeling they're overwhelmed. You don't realize how much you could grow. Then it's a klap nisht when it's not knocking. When it's not knocking, it could be the highest moment. Thus can sein the... That could be the biggest moment. Rebbe Eliyahu Lapyanze, Chatzadik Levracha, was Yidua, Mashgiach and Kfar Chassidim. So Rebbe Eliyahu Lapyan, there was a guy, I mentioned this mice a couple of years ago, there was a guy came on the yard side of Rebbe Eliyahu Lapyan. Rebbe Eliyahu Lapyan was already nifter years before. But the family used to come, the Einiklach, come to the caver by the yard side. So one year they're by the caver, and a yid comes running, like mevuhal, you know, comes running. He says, I need a maimad mechila from the mashgiach. I need to ask mechila from the mashgiach. He asked the family to stay by the caver, and he asked mechila. And they were bewildered, because if this would have been a year after the patira, okay, makes sense. A guy, this was 30 years. This was years, years. What's going on? He's waking up now to ask mechila from the... So he said, I'll tell you the maisa. He says, I was a Talmud in Kfar Chassidim. He says, and we had the same matzav every year. Beautiful davening, Yom Kippur, Neila, Rebbe Eliyahu Lapyan, unbelievable. But then it came to Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv already, the fast is over. Right? Even my shul, by the time I finish Neila, the fast is over. You could probably eat during Neila by me. You're not going to be Mechal Yom Kippur. Right? You're not allowed to eat before Avdolah. Right? By the time you daven Ma'ariv, it's already over. But in Kfar Chassidim, given you some Ma'ariv, a half hour Ma'ariv, Motzei Yom Kippur. You know, the Ma'ariv was like Leil Yom Kippur, was the same kind of Ma'ariv. And the guys are starving. Macht alange Yom Kippur, alange Ma'ariv. So this guy who came to Yisrael Mechila, he said, "Vayhi ayoyim." This year, a bunch of chaverim came to me during the havsa because I was the knocker and I had guts. I was one of those guys. I was a guy. Also, he said, "I'm a bal tefillah. I could daven. I used to daven in yeshiva sometimes. Tam. I was a good bal tefillah." They said that, you know, this year let's make a quick ma'ariv. Special tircha d'tzibur. You know, the whole yeshiva wants to get this thing over with. So you have the mashgiach and you have a couple of rabbeim u'machzach mishug, and everybody's starving. We have to sit there for a half hour. So nobody had the guts to... I was the Baal Tefillah, I have the guts. He got up for Ma'ariv, and he did a Ma'ariv. Quick Ma'ariv, 1, 2, 3, he didn't wait for anybody, he didn't... Ma'ariv. In the yeshiva, he did a Ma'ariv. He davened for the Omer in the yeshiva. Ma'ariv. Anyway, for Shteitzach, the Bochum were gone. Rebbe Eliyahu Lapyan is davening. They're already in the dining room. Me'est, Motzei Yom Kippur, he's a champion. He says they want to put him on their shoulders and dance with him like a chos. He was the champion that year. The Motzei Yom Kippur champion. He says the Mashgiach came down to the dining room looking for the Baal Tefillah. He was still wearing his talus and his kittel. Comes down, he's looking for the boy. Who is the chazan? Anyway, they call him over. Mashgiach walks out of the dining room with him. He's still wearing his... He says, you have no idea. He turns to the boy. He says, you have no idea how much pain, how much tzar you gave me. That Ma'ariv, he says, you stole my 40 days of avodah. I start my avodah Yom Kippur from Rosh Chodesh Elul. And every day I'm working to go up to level we have to go up to. And then we climax Yom Kippur. And I hope that to be mashlim the day with a mairiv, and then my avodah is tomim. He took it away from me. He says, you have no idea how much you mitzayim. Mashgiach didn't yell at him. He didn't scream at him. This was his message. Mashgiach turned around. He went back in. This guy was moed. I went back to the table. We all laughed at Mashgiach. Everybody understood the Mashgiach's going to do that. That's the Mashgiach's job, right? The Mashgiach did his job and I did my job. I got the guys to eat. The Mashgiach did his job to say he's bizarre. The whole thing is done now. It's like Eifer B'Rosh Chosn. Now everything is done. We have the Zechel Chum, we have the Suda, everything is Gevaldik. He says, I never ever asked the Mashgiach for Mechila. He says, in the Emesis, I forgot the Ma'aseh Kemat. He says, it was one of those things. He says, my life for the last, whatever it was, 30 years, Mole Tsar V'Yogo Invanoch. The Tsarist that I've had over the years is given Mole, not believable. And mistakenly, I looked into this tikkun and did I, well, what? And I'm a pretty good guy. I'm a Ben Torah, I daven, I learn, I. Says, this is the mice. I was machlet that this was the problem. He came to Esmechila and he let the family know the next year that his life turned over completely. Mamish had Yeshua's Gedolus. He had Yeshua's Gedolus. So somebody in the family told him that he should know. It wasn't Stam the Mashgiach came to him and told him, Hosta Chaveke Ganvit. It wasn't the whole thing. The Mashgiach, all the years, used to tell his family, Ma'ariv Motzei Yom Kippur, that's the Yom Roh. We start with V'hu Rachum Yechaper Oven. Motzei Yom Kippur. V'hu Rachum Yechaper Oven. What's the Yechaper Oven? The whole Yom Kippur, you're saying, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei Lo'olam Void, like a malach. What happened? What aveira did you do between Ni'ila and Baruchu? V'hu Rachum Yechaper Oven. What's the Shein Up Gitan? By Minshul, I used to make a joke. I used to say, because I go over with Neil, I try now to actually do it shorter to finish closer to on time. I used to say, Ms. Tamer, the guy, if right after I finish Hashem Wolikim, a guy goes, the Rav was very long this year. Machta Yechaperovin, if the Loshem Ove. What's the Shem Do Yechaperovin? What's the Yechaperovin? So Vilyo Lapian said that the first Ma'ariv, you're going in, you're hungry, you're this. You're running away. You're running away from Yom Kippur. That's the oven. That's the Nisayan of that moment. The Nisayan of Motzei Yom Kippur is running away from Yom Kippur. You feel like, we had a Gevaldik Aliyah, and Yestaf Menesen. That is capturing the moment. Is when you let go of that, that is the Nisayan. That's the Yom Roh. The Ramban says, by when Klai Yisrael, this week's parasha also, when Klai Yisrael left Har Sinai, Ketina kabereach. You know what the Ramban says? The Ramban says that if we wouldn't have gone from Har Sinai, ran away from Har Sinai, we would have gone straight to Eretz Yisrael. You know what that means? No chet meraglim. No, who could even? How history? Because we didn't. That was the moment. That was the Yom Roh of the moment. That was the Nisayon of the moment. And I think the takeaway we have to take away from the parasha is to realize, to capture the weak moments. And not stop to say, okay, we'll do my best. You can have the biggest aliyah for maximizing that moment. And it could very well be that you can't learn the way you were learning in Elul. You can't. You're schwitzing through like Rav Eliashiv at the end of his life. You're schwitzing through a blood gemara. But that schwitzerai is Re'u Beri Yeshev Barosi. That's when Hashem says, look at this creation. Look who this is. That's when David became the Merkava L'Shechina. So don't fool yourself to think that if you can't get that 100%, that the 10% is a shine. It's only 10% anyway. It's not 10%. The 10% is 125%. That's what you don't realize. The 10% is not 10%. Okay, if you didn't do it, so I wasted 10%. The 10% could be more chomer than your elul zman. Because that's your avoid of that moment. Your avoid of that moment is to chap that. I'll tell you, the Ramchal said, one of Talmidei Ramchal asked him a kasha. He asked him, he says, Rabbi, I don't understand. Every day we have to say, Ani ma'amin v'amunu shleima, b'chol yom she'yavri. So it's one thing you get up and you say, I believe that there'll be a seif ayomim. After the years are mashlim, we finish, we get to 6,000 years, it's finished, we're going to have the gula. That he understood, the Talmud of the Ramchal said, that I understand. I understand that. He said, but how could we say b'chol yom she'yavri? That we believe every day Mashiach could come? How can we say that? That means you're saying it's going to be Achishana. You're saying the Gula is going to come early. Ani Hashem be'ita Achishana. Either the Gula comes at its time, right? Or Zochu, right? Zochu is Achishana, it's sooner. So he asked his Rebbe, he said, I don't understand, Rebbe. Abaye v'rove warren zoichet Achishana. The door of the Tanoim. Weren't Zoicha to Achishana. They weren't Zoicha for the Gula to come earlier for them. So now we're going to say it. Ani ma'amin b'muni shleima. The Rambam says, by the way, that if somebody is not mitzapeh, that they're not just ma'amin, not just belief, he's waiting that this is going to happen now. He's koifer b'kol ha'tera kula. So stay in Rambam. So he asked him, Rebbe, how could we do that? How could, is it reasonable, is it human to believe? So I'm supposed to wake up this morning and go, Rebbe Shalom is Kenzine, we, here in our Ruvain, we're going to be Zoicha to Achishana. Abaye v'Rova were waiting for Achishana. But they weren't worthy. Zem did Zoicha given. But we're going to be Zoicha. Hat Ramchal gesagt, the Gemara says, Ein bein David bo, elo el bedor shekulei zakai, el bedor shekulei chai, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. What's pshat in that memra? That's the chore talking about Achishana. It's not talking about the Seif Hayomi. There's going to be a generation that could be zoiche for the Mashiach to come. It could be a dor shekulei zakai. Mamish perfect. Well, mamish a shrek el chador. What's pshat in that? Shekuli chayit. That's how are they going to be zoichet azochu? So Ramchal said gevaldik. Mamish this word. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The gedolei doros understood this. It's not stam a musar word. In a door shekuli chayit. If a person in that matzav is mayor, in that matzav he enlightens what he can. The Ramchal said. In a dark, when it's very dark, ma'at or, doich aharba min achoyshech. Yes, the door of the Tanoim. For them to be zoicha megedaf, p'nei moishech and p'nei chama. But when you're in a door choyshech, and you, at that weak moment, you're mayor, at that moment you chatzach harayim, like Rav Eliyashiv said, ichob yetz mer ois kishtigin. Then you can bring the gula. It's not true. The gula is an amazing thing. To get to be zoicha, to have the gula early, is an amazing thing. So how do you do is an amazing thing? Either the door becomes so perfect that they're amazing, or the tkufa is so bad, and still in all, we're mayor, that's the amazing. The amazement itself is, in a dark time, ki eishe b'choyshech Hashem oyel. And if we look at it like that, every time you have a shvacha day, it transforms to a shtarka day. You look at a fakiret. I accomplished today. In a way, it's easier to, in a way, if you take this perspective, it's easier to shtargoyes a day like that. Because when everything is going perfect, right? Man yemar that you did all you could do. Man yemar. But when you have a day, v'sekumton shvel, and the lake sacharayim, you saw of Gershon Edelson, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, at the end of his life, he gave a shiur. There's notes. He's talking about an hour before he was nifta. You saw that? There's notes. He was writing down what he's going to say. He gave shiur from the hospital to ICU. He's writing down. Can't even imagine the choyshech that he was in then. I'm talking about physically. Those lines, I'm assuming that Then the Gershon Yekumus L'Shamayim, Yenna Shuris is what they showed him. They didn't necessarily show him the Shiurim and Tokfei Koyin that he gave 50 years before. Even though the shiurim that Rav Gershon gave 50 years before in Tokfei Koyen, I'll be a mechutzif. What better than the couple lines he wrote in the hospital bed that he's going to say over? I have no doubt. I'm gonna take that risk of saying that. From a bechin of the chiddush shaboy. But that's kiyesh b'choshech Hashem early. We should all be mekanehim. Imagine that paper that you see the lines when he's writing. Mamish an hour before he was nifta. In the hospital bed, in the ICU, he's going to give up a Zoom share or shit. He's writing notes to what he's going to say over. 100-year-old Rosh Hashiva in the ICU in his last moments of life. Those are the lines. That's how you zoich. And we have a terrible habit. It's a human instinct. I need b'seichachem. Don't think I'm talking down to you. I'm the same way. That when things are difficult, we just say, okay, it's not. Now's not the time. Not now is also the time. Now is the moment. Now is the moment you could have the biggest aliyah. By hopping this man. A good shot. It's working again.